Welcome to another edition of the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY. Online at WITYradio.com. And brought to you by your friends at Surf Pro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker. Across the way, the coach, John Spezia.
Good morning, Chad. Oh, my gosh. I go through this every Saturday morning, guys. Today, Chad has his green. I haven't seen that since the 1960s, Chad. You folks,
peace.
You have to be here. Yep, now he's giving me the peace sign.
Yep.
You know what?
So in honor of my late father, because looking back on this date, 50 years ago today, something happened that would not
born?
Allow this to happen.
Oh, no, you weren't born.
So my father and my mother would get married on this date.
Oh.
And 2 years later, two years and change later, I would come along. And so I told my daughter that this morning. I'm like, very important thing happened 50 years ago. And without it, we would not be here. We would be, I don't know, Poland.
We'd be in Poland?
I don't know. We're just random Zimbabwe. Yeah,
you know, I'm beginning to think you're part Polish.
I don't know. I don't know. It could be Australian. You know, either way, if fate was to have it, I would have been somewhere else instead of East Central Illinois.
Folks, how do I explain this? It's a big circle with a...
It's a peace sign.
Peace sign. Yeah.
I guess that's what they call it.
I guess in the world here recently...
Yeah, we've had a little bit more of it.
Yeah, well, yeah. We've had a couple peace things that have come up, and I guess it's appropriate, Chad.
Well, trying to.
Yeah, I mean, and in the Congo, and I don't want to get into all the politics, but
making a mockery for all those warmonging people out there that just love nothing more than, you know, I thought a lot about this, and without getting political, but just more getting sociological. Is my belief that sports even ties into this a little bit, and the fact that it's society's urge to be competitive. And whenever you're not doing it on the sports field, you find those other things. Well, people get aggressive. And I think it's trying to fulfill the innate need for competition versus other people. We see it with gambling. We see it with job performance. You know, everybody's always trying to get in a better position.
Talk about the NIL. We can go through a whole list of this.
Absolutely.
Right?
You go online, people are trash talking each other. Sports as a microcosm is now a macrocosm, in a sense, in the fact that...
A macrocosm.
A macrocosm. I made that up on my own.
Did you have a class in microeconomics?
Microeconomics. No, I stopped at economics. But no, it's... There again, you know, I think we come from a generation where... the younger generations, for sure, were that need to be fulfilled. Video games. I mean, think of how competitive video gaming is nowadays. It's not like Pong and Pac-Man anymore. I mean, these folks
they're getting scholarships and they're making a lot of money.
There's people that go online and
Dan Blair Community College won a national championship in esports. I mean, I guess we look in the dictionary of sport.
Yeah,
that becomes when the great. Bob Kay, who used to be the baseball coach at Danville High School, and we'd have this argument, you know, who's the best athlete? The guy who is driving NASCAR or Indianapolis 5, is that as good an athlete as the guy that's hitting a baseball that's going 100 miles an hour, or is that the guy's the athlete that's running down the court like we saw with OKC, or is that the guy like Bo Jackson that's, you know, what determines what an athlete is or what sport is? I mean, people go out hunting, and bass fishing is a sport.
Yeah.
It is an IHSA sport, bass fishing. So where does this terminology and where do you go with all this? And I am going to go back to what you said. I think you're reincarnated. That's what I think. But that's
so
all
my,
right.
So my father, who gave me appreciation for military and really America, you know, and my grandfather too. Ties back full circle.
Okay, well, I'll give you a quick one. I'm going to do a couple ones here now. I know we've gotten completely off the beaten path like we usually do.
We do.
And Chad does have his Illinois cap on. Of course, mm-hmm. It looks like it's, you know, 40 years old, but that's all right.
This is the quote-unquote sweating cap.
Oh, so this is sweating cap.
Yeah,
okay. I got you.
This is the rough and tumble cap.
The sweat on the cap. it looks like it's been through the wash about 30 times, but that's all right. Going back to what we said before we get off topic or get back to what we're supposed to do, and Dave's somewhere thinking, oh, my gosh, here these guys go again. So we are, well, anyway. So going back to what you said, and I want you to think about this. This is historical now.
Mm-hmm.
We all know, and I'm bigging now literally into Native Americans and what they've done in the past and all their culture and how great they were. I always find it funny. How do you discover some place when there's already somebody been there for thousands of years? That's always a question mark in my mind.
Sure.
And the Native Americans, the Cherokees, the Chiricahua, the Comanche, the Apache, you go through the great warriors. Here's a couple things I'm going to lead to. What nation has been in war with the United States for over 40 some years? And I don't think anybody will ever get this. But I will tell you, it was a Seminole Nation.
Yeah.
And they're now, if you follow sport, I'm leading in segue into this.
You brought them up last week.
Yeah.
Florida State.
Yeah, Florida State. Okay, so I'm going to go to the next level here. That when I was in Arizona, there used to be a, and I still have the stuff, I have the that I used to pass or get into it, but they had the Native American basketball invitation. Mm-hmm. They had it at Scottsdale Community College, and the place would be packed, 1,500 people. And then they moved the finals to where the Phoenix Suns play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, people out there listening to this, you think about this now, there would be eight or 9,000 people. They're mostly Native Americans, okay? And those particular, it's not just one particular tribe, because there's hundreds and hundreds of tribes, if people don't realize it.
Yeah.
But you think about the Chiricahua, the Navajo, the Pima, the Apache. I know I'm going to miss some, but anyway, they're all there together to watch basketball.
Yeah.
200 years ago, they would be warring with each other,
and
possibly killing, and also killing white men or settlers are coming through,
mm-hmm.
which they're trying to protect their land and their culture, which I understand. That's what the stuff is going on now, but basketball
mm-hmm.
brought peace and tranquility to all those people. They enjoyed the sport. And There's a, up in the North Country, up in Arizona, is the largest gym in Arizona. It seats, I don't know, 5,000 or 6,000 people, 6,000, I think, if you look at it.
Yeah.
And they love basketball. They'll pack the place. Now, I've seen pictures of it, I've not been to it. I've been close to it, but not been into the gym.
Yeah.
I've been big into all the gyms like in Indiana. Indiana has like,
cathedrals.
I forget, out of 50, they got 38 of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go back to sport, but that's what sport has done. And you go, well, you got FIBA, FIFA, the soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see the World Cup and all that. Those people bring all those people together. Now, sometimes that's become violent, depending on what country you're going
to. Soccer hooligans, yeah.
I've never seen violence in cricket. though I could tell you cricket stories as we get into this, but you know, you go all through, you know, the West Indies. I didn't realize it back 20 years ago. The West Indies team is like a professional team.
Yeah.
It's made up of, you know, Jamaica and St. Kitts and Antigua and St. Martin and all those. And if you've ever seen cricket play, I ran across a guy that was about 6'6", 6'7", and he, I said, do you play basketball? Yeah, I play basketball. And he says, we were on this Jolly Beach in Antigua with a friend of mine, B.J. McCollum. He used to be the coach at Lincoln College. And we're doing a camp clinic, and so we're talking to him, and we've had a few Pepsis and stuff, more than Pepsis, but anyway. And he says, yeah, I love basketball and stuff. So, well, what do you do? Well, I play cricket. Well, I'm thinking, hey, it's, you know, just a club team. Not a big deal. So what do you do? Well, what position you play? Well, I'm a bowler. Well, naive as I was, a Midwesterner, I'm thinking, bowler, what do you mean by that? Well, that's the guy, if you've ever watched cricket, it's on the pitch, which has a big strip there, and you have a batsman, and the bowler is like a pitcher to us in baseball. Right, and they have fast bowlers, curve bowlers, slow bowlers, and all that. I didn't realize that. Well, Curly Lambros was a fast bowler.
Okay.
And I said, because if you've ever seen a cricket ball, I have one. I just had one in my storage. I just pulled it out today or yesterday. That cricket ball is like a croquet ball. That's how hard it is.
Yeah.
And I'm going, well, how fast do you throw this? Oh, 95, 96. I said, 95 or 96? My buddy goes, says, you're talking about playing baseball? Playing baseball in the States? We get your scholarship, play baseball. And he goes, Yoman. Puts his hand up, Yoman. Says, I play for the West Indies team. And then he explained to us, he says, I make a lot of money traveling all over the world because that's their professional team.
Yeah.
So it was, his name was Curly Lambros. And he was a
not to be confused with Curly Lambeau.
No,
of Green Curly Bay Lambeau. Packer fans.
Yeah. And I've met, and I've got a cricket bat and all that stuff. And I got a guy I met, one of the greatest batsmen in the world. Lives in Antigua. In fact, they got a golf course named after him. I'll have to think about it. I forgot his name. But anyway, So, you know, that's one of the milder sports where everybody gets together, and of course in the Caribbean, you know, it's party time. All enjoy all that, as opposed to maybe like soccer. There's more, a little more aggressiveness, I guess.
Yeah, and you've brought up several instances where, you know, people, they have that aggressive nature. They go and see a game, and they cheer for their teams, and they maybe participate in playground sports or club sports or whatever that may be. And if you feed that monster, so to speak, for so long, you have that aggressive nature and competitive nature, and you find ways of fulfilling it. And I think that's why you see mental health of athletes, especially after they retire, being so key. One of my favorite athletes for so long, of course, being a Chargers fan, first in San Diego and now in Los Angeles, was Junior Seau. And there was a lot of talk of how he really, really struggled with mental health after his retirement.
Well,
and
ultimately he committed suicide. That comes to some of the hits he took and the concussions. That's a whole different topic we could talk about. Yeah. But you're right. I see sometimes with coaches, the same way, and I say this all the time, the guys, I say, you can't, and to be in this business, you're going to be half crazy to start with. So you're 6 o'clock morning, you're up, you got conditioning, weight training, then you got this, you got study table, then you got practice, and this goes on and on. And you just don't shut that down. And I tell guys all the time, well, you can only play so much golf. A lot of guys play golf.
Sure.
And they'll say, well, that relaxed me. I said, it doesn't relax me. When I hook one over left or right, and then I got to go spend more time out there doing that. I said, well, that's not relaxing to me is being under a palm tree with a pina colada and watching the ocean come in. Now, that's relaxing to me.
Oh, yeah.
But I get on that golf course, I'm going to beat you. And then if I got to beat you, then I'm going to do the extra time of practicing someplace, either driving golf balls. And I see this with my good friend Gene Gordy's like that. He's very competitive, him and Coach Millis. And they're still playing tennis and stuff. And I go,
Well, and that's great that you bring that up, because look at what we've seen pop up here over the last several years. You know, everybody, tennis was always a sport where, you know, the country club folks would play. If they didn't play golf, they played tennis. And now you have a whole generation that's slowing it down a little bit and playing pickleball,
right,
which is basically, I don't know, senior tennis in a sense.
And it's kind of tennis and almost tennis. Well, it's to me, and I do some with my great grandson, and I don't, you know, it's back and forth, but it's a combination of almost, like you said, tennis, ping pong, and badminton. That's kind of what I look at it.
Now, I can get behind some badminton. Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. And again,
that is badminton is definitely a sport for people that look and feel like me.
Right. Well, you still got to move, and you still got, you do. And I enjoyed playing badminton and stuff. We used to do all that stuff when I lived on a farm. My dad had been the recreation director at Westville Parks.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, and we've never got into all this, but there was a time period where I was helping Coach Millis, and Joe Brass's grandfather came down to me and tapped me on the shoulder. You know, I really liked your dad. He did this and this. And I really kind of got to me a little bit. But he said he's the one that took us baseball trips and went, you know, did the scouts and all that stuff at the Westville Park. And he was, you know, he did a lot of that. And he's one when I was growing up, he would put up volleyball nets, and he later on liked hunting and fishing. And he did, mm-hmm. But that's how I got indoctrinated to all that, because he liked to do all those things, and he was at that time was good with the kids doing it, and my grandkids and all. I think when he's like 85 years old, they had property up there north of Danville. He made somewhere when you get on a what do they call it? Not spinning, but where you have like a trolley that goes across a ravine or whatever you call it. There's a name for that. And he'd just do that kind of stuff. He'd have, I couldn't begin. And he took up golf when he was 80-some years old. I mean, it's just, you know, that's just he was big into the recreational part of it. And he always claimed to me, now whether it's true or not, he gave Zeke Borkowski his first football, because Zeke was originally from Westville.
Yeah.
And grew up in Westville, and then eventually went to Schlarman. I think Zeke went to Westville High School his freshman year, because my brother went to St. Mary's. So anyway, there's a whole, you know, a whole dialogue here of stuff about sports and stuff and so forth. But, yeah, we've kind of gotten off the
topic. Did you ever think that we would have a 20-minute conversation that's spurred by the shirt I'm wearing and then end with Zeke Borkowski somehow?
With you and I, yes.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Our sponsors, of course, are ServPro of Vermilion County, ServPro like it never even happened. Our good buddy Dustin Ehler, country financial agent out in Fairmount.
Is he out there wrestling around? I bet he's wrestling around through the cornfield.
You know, This is the quiet time of year for wrestling. I told him, I'm like, hey, if you got some wrestling things you want to pop up and let us know about, he's like, yeah, I'll let you know. And so, right now, you know, he's doing his summer thing here, helping folks get into the right insurance plans, and he's got a new office opening just around the corner. We'll definitely be looking forward to that.
Where's his new office at?
Just down the road from where he currently is.
In Sunnyvale.
In Fairmount.
In Fairmount.
Okay. Yeah.
My wife is from the Sidell area, and she has relatives in Fairmount. And actually, I have cousins or something that are from the Fairmount area.
We've got our good friends over at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert Street, for the best of Mexican dining. Visit El Toro of Danville. And by Latos Hardware in Westville for all those hard-to-find hardware items. Visit Latos Hardware. Make sure you say hi to Fifi.
You know, meow, Fifi, meow.
Absolutely. That's a pretty good cat. We need to probably get a track laid down on that with Coach doing cat noises.
You know, we probably ought to do a show from Latos Hardware.
I'll check with their team and their associate. We'll see if we can maybe work that out. I I don't know they got room for us there. They've got so much stuff there that I feel like a bull in a china shop. You know, whenever I go in there, I'm a little wider. You know.
The
configuration of the store does not allude to bigger folks like us.
Well, here, you know, if you were a basketball player, I'd say, Chad, you're a screener or a blocker.
I'm definitely Oliver Miller.
Yeah.
Definitely. Big O. We've got ABC Sports World. When we come back, we promise we'll talk sports.
Well, we have been talking sports, Chad.
When the Saturday Sports Connection continues on WITY, WITYradio.com, presented by ServPro Vermilion County.
I'm Jim Baskwell. Get it started on the diamond. On a night, Spencer Steer hit 3 home runs. He was overshadowed by his teammate Nick Martinez, who was working on a no-no into the ninth.
The pitch. He lifts it high in the air, left center field, deep, filleted on the run, turns, looks, and it is off the base of the wall. Around to third base is Brooks. Into second base, Elias Diaz with a double, and that is the Padres' first hit tonight. And a standing ovation for Nick Martinez.
Indeed, 700 WLW. The pinch hitter, Elias Diaz, spoiled it with that two-sacker in the ninth. Reds 8-1 over the Padres. Martinez had retired 22 consecutive hitters. That 112th pitch was his final on the night, which tied a career high. Gary Sanchez, homer, drove in 4-0, stormed back from an early six-run deficit and route the Rays 22-8. Trey Turner, two of Phillies' five home runs. They route the Braves 13-0. Cam Smith, three-run home run against his first team. The Cubs, Astros beat Chicago 7-4 in a battle of first-place teams. Sonny Gray allowed one hit, struck out a season-high 11. First complete game since 2017, 89 pitches. Cardinals beat the Guardians 5-0. Mitch Keller ended a 15-star winless streak. Brian Reynolds, a three-run shot. Pirates blast the Mets 9-1. Shohei led off with his 29th home run. Dodgers beat the Royals 5-4. George Springer, three hits, two knocked in. Blue Jays over the Red Sox. That final was 9-0. NHL Islanders select defenseman Matthew Schaefer with the top overall pick in the National Hockey League draft. Just the fifth time the defenseman's picked first overall since 2000. And the Raptors president and vice chairman Masai Ujiri fired after 13 years with the franchise. Well, the Wolves pay up big. Naz Reid, 5 years, $125 million to stay in Minnesota.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Daniel Ambucks inspire mobility and independence for children, adults, and veterans in need. I'm Diane Carlton. Help us by becoming a member, volunteering, or making a donation. Ambucks sponsors Amtrikes, Challenger Baseball, summer camps, and more. Visit Danville Ambucks.com. Shoulders together.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band to speech and debate. The bottom line, if you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the IHSA.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com. And I guess I should let folks know, the app is coming back, we promise. We're going through a transition with it, so we do apologize, but we are available online on streaming. We anticipate the app, there again, a couple moving parts with that, but we expect that back here very, very shortly. So I know that we've had some folks that have reached out to us with some issues with the app. We'll definitely make sure that everybody knows, and it'll come back with a bang.
Folks, what you do if you're listening to this show, let Chad know. Let us know if you, you enjoy the show. I ran
our
into
contact,
a gentleman.
Contact info is on our website at WITYradio.com. Anything that you want to do. You can also send us a message on X. So WITY Sports, at WITY Sports. Shoot me a message that way, too, if you're not, wanting to go through the whole rigmarole of the old 90s way of going to the website and going to the contact page and then clicking on the email.
Facebook. So, yeah. Let Chad, he'd like to know that, and it helps all of us.
I had a nice woman here a while back, and I forgot to mention it during spring sports. She, avid listener. I think she listened more to the results during the week, but... Yeah. Love that we were able to not only give the results, but also to acknowledge the cooperative teams out there, and was quick to remind me that I was not mindful of all the cooperative situations. And sometimes I do need reminded, because sometimes those cooperative situations sometimes happen like right before the season, or something goes under the radar
and it doesn't get out into the public.
And it was about halfway to the season. She reminded me and was really nice about it, that Sista Park Baseball had a couple of athletes from Buckley Christ Lutheran playing for them, and so they were. So then I started adding that in there, and sometimes that happens. Sometimes we. In the case of some of these schools, they change their affiliations if they have co-op agreements.
Yeah,
so.
You've seen it. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that Sharman was a co-op in football with Hoopston.
Yeah.
And they changed that. Now they're eight-man football. I mean, you go through the list of things.
Well, you look at Armstrong, they co-op with Bismarck for wrestling. They co-op with Hoopston for football. And so, I mean, there's some of those schools that they find a partner – for one sport, and that partner for another sport may be different.
Yeah, and there's a lot of work that goes. Believe me, I was the AD at Milford. There's a lot that goes into to do this cooperative.
Yeah,
and paperwork that goes with the IHSA. It's just not you don't call Oakwood or Armstrong. I just don't call Oakwood and say, hey, I want to co-op with you for softball. That just doesn't happen.
Sure.
And there's a lot of other things that have to go that
formalities.
Formalities that go through it. And I always find it unique that, we had a cooperative with Sista Park for football when I was in Milford. And I always found that interesting when the season was over, the gentleman that was our math teacher becomes the assistant basketball coach at Sista Park. Well, for a whole second semester, we hardly talked to each other because we competed against each other. I just found that, I always found that strange because I'm in the old school of, Bismarck, Henning, and you played against Rossville.
Mm-hmm.
That was
a rival.
That's a rival. That's a good word.
In most cases, the rivals become the co-op.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you got salt forks like that in Jamaica, and you know, you got to remember Jamaica is a part of Slidell, Fairmount, and Indianola. All three of those were, you know, big rivals at one time. Even had six man football. People don't realize that at one time they had six man football, and now they, you know, now they combined with Jamaica. Then they became Salt Fork with Catlin. Catlin was a big rivalry. So you know, of course, Indiana's a whole different ball game because it says, hey. South Vermillion, all those schools, you're together. North Vermillion, you got all your schools, Cayuga and Perrysville and Newport. I don't want to miss any of those. But anyway, I got the Prospect League. Here we go, right. Chad.
Let's do it.
Danville, 4-3 for the week. Normal 11, Danville 7, Danville 4, Terre Haute, Rex 0, Danville 22, Springfield 6 and 7, Normal 6, Danville 2. Thrillville 11. I always get a kick out of that one. Danville 7. Danville 7.
Do you dare say that you get a thrill out of that?
I got more of a thrill out of this green piece thing that you're doing, Chad. I know you're a throwback.
We didn't even mention your shirt today. You're wearing your Skinaba shirt.
Yeah, Skinaba. Oh, gosh. Where is this show going to? Oh, my gosh. Oh, well. That's St. Kitts Nevis Basketball Association, by the way. Anyway, Danville 7, I saw this last night, 3 and 7 is a doubleheader. Danville 15, Championship City 6, that's the nightcap. Nice crowd at Danville. Rick and that group, Jeannie Cook and Greg Wolf do a great job out there. So Danville at Alton tonight, Danville at Thrillville, Lafayette at Danville for 2. Danville at Lafayette for 2.
Back-to-back doubleheaders.
Yeah, that's
home and home doubleheaders.
Yes, which is interesting. That's Lafayette Aerators. So Championship City at Danville, and Danville at Thrillville. Terre Haute, 5-1 for the week. Terre Haute 16, Championship City 5. Danville 4, Terre Haute Rex 0, Terre Haute 9, Du Bois County 8, Terre Haute 2. Lafayette 1, Terre Haute 9, Lafayette 7, Terre Haute 9, Chillicothe 3. That was last night's game. Tonight, Terre Haute at Jackson. Terre Haute at Jackson. Du Bois County at Terre Haute. Terre Haute at Springfield. And Du Bois County at Terre Haute. And Terre Haute at Du Bois County. Lafayette 4-3 for the week. Lafayette 11, Chillicothe 1, Chillicothe 8, Lafayette 7, Lafayette 13, Chillicothe 1-7, Lafayette 6, Chillicothe 5. That was in 10 innings. That was a tough one. Terre Haute 2, Lafayette 1, Terre Haute 9, Lafayette 7, Lafayette 7, Illinois Valley 3. That was last night. Lafayette at Illinois Valley tonight. Lafayette at Championship City. Lafayette at Danville for 2. That's double. That's that one we just talked about, Danville. Lafayette, doubleheader. Lafayette at Normal and Chillicothe at Lafayette.
Well, the Terre Haute Rex, another big week. They sit on top of the Central 18-9. They're 8-2 in their last 10. The Dans 9-13 overall. They're in third place right now. Right now, the Rex look like they're going to lock up the first half Central Division title. Aviators, they're hanging in there. They're 15-10. They're looks like a game and a half back of Johnstown for the Eastern Conference Northeast Division lead. If we take a look at the stats, who we got top five? Wright for the Rex is played in 20 games, hitting .366. He's in the top five there. He's actually third in the league with those that have enough at bats. Polanco for the Rex has 33 RBIs. To lead the league, leading the lead by six RBI, so he's getting guys off base. Diaz for the Rex, 7 home runs in the games he's played, 23 games. He leads the league in home runs. Snow for the Aviators is sitting in fifth with 4 home runs. And then Wright, once again, for the Rex, 21 stolen bases. That's good for second in the league. His teammate Garcia with 20 stolen bases. So the Rex playing some small ball out there, getting it done. Of course, get that long ball from Diaz in there as well. That is definitely, that offense is definitely clicking on all cylinders. Pitching doing pretty well, too. They've got two guys that are up in the standings as far as ERA. Guadamuz has a 251 ERA, Moss a 420 ERA, and 5 games pitched for each. Guadamuz is tied for the lead league in wins with 4. Moss right behind him with 3. So between those two, they've got 7 of those 18 wins for Terre Haute. Guadamuz tied for the lead in strikeouts, 40 Ks over 5 games pitch, average of 8 strikeouts per game, which is just crazy in prospect league action. And then that's really kind of the nuts and bolts of what we got there as far as the leagues go. We do want to mention that we talked about last week, possibly with as good as Terre Haute was playing, they would maybe get a player of the week. Actually, week four player of the week for the hitters was Lafayette's Hunter Snow. He hit 600 for the week, had, of course, my eyes are giving me some issues right now here, so I apologize for that. Nine hits, eight runs, looks like 13 RBIs. And so, yeah, Hunter Snow, week four hitter of the week from the area there for the Lafayette Aviators. You've got
the Eastern IDL. Illinois Baseball. The Royals 20, the Danville Dirtbags 3, Royal 19, Danville Dirtbags 2, Paxton, the Swedes 13, Arcola 3, Paxton 15, Arcola 5. What do they call Arcola? What's their?
They are the high power now. They started the first couple seasons, they were just the Riders.
Right. Which
kind of a mock up of the Purple Riders, which is the high school. Right. And now they renamed, rebranded the high power.
And you got Buckley has got a bye this week. This week it's Buckley at Danville for 2, the Dirtbags. I assume they play out at Tilton.
I believe so. Okay. I believe so.
And you got Paxton at Royal for 2, and then Arcola's got a bye, and that's Eastern Illinois baseball.
Royal, Royal and Buckley tied atop the league with 7-1 records. Paxton now 4-4. Danville 2-6. Arcola 0-8, leading the league for EIBL. You got three guys that are hitting 667 or better. Cambridge for Buckley. And Royals, Miller and Price, each having a 660. Well, Miller's got 687 average, 16 at-bats. And then Price has 16 hits and 24 at-bats, good for a 667 average. And pitching-wise, you've got Resch for Buckley, 2 wins, no ERA. That's mowing him down. His teammate Chauvin, I believe that's Luke Chauvin, has an 0.69 ERA and a pair of wins. Only other guy with the only other two guys with a pair of wins is Paxton's Nicholas and Royals O'Brien. So everybody else less than 2 wins on the mound this season for thus far for EIBL action. We got some Senior Legion.
Yeah, Senior American Legion baseball. Terre Haute posts 346, best of the Midwest Legion tournament. Alton posts 126, seniors 8. Danville posts 210, 4 speakers. Rock Island posts 208. Danville posts 210, 4 of the speakers. Danville posts 210, speakers 10. Terre Haute, Wayne Newton posts 346. I didn't know Wayne Newton was from Terre Haute.
Different Wayne Newton.
No, you're going to look this one up. Okay.
Nope, last, it's different Wayne Newton.
Last night, Princeton. Round Robin, Princeton post 25-1, Danville post 210, speakers nil. Today, Danville post 210, speakers at Princeton, Round Robin. And then Danville post 210, speakers versus Lexington, and then post 210, speakers versus Princeton 25. This week, Danville post 210, speakers at Crawfordsville, post 27. Speakers are host the Memorial Tournament at Carl Gruber Complex. Junior American Leagues in Baseball at the Bloomington Tournament. Rhino Sorno, 15-16 under 7. Danville Gold 6. Danville Gold 22. Rantoul 9. Danville Gold 9. St. Joe Bandits 0. Last night, Danville Gold 13. Rawlings Tigers Central 0. Today, post Gold versus Hounds Baseball. Raymond 16 under in the East Peoria. Danville post 210 Gold versus. CC Baseball Marsh, 16-under in East Peoria. This week, the Gold at Champaign Post 224. Senior American Legion Softball Midwest Grit Gold Dawes 7. Danville Post Elite, 18-under 3. The Bombers of Ramsey, 9. Danville Post 210. Elite, nil. Nebraska Gold, 0. Post 210, 1. And that's
those
wrap.
Fun Legion names in there.
Oh.
Some other items we got for the week before we take our final break. Congrats to Kendall Rannenbarger, 2025 DHS graduate, being named to the Illinois Coaches Association All-State Third Team in Softball. We got that reposted there. And the Danville's Volleyball Club, SLPVC 17-1, wins the AAU National Championship. That is coached by Salt Fork head coach Emily Franklin, Shannon Doggett, Stephen Joggett Jr., and Nicole McFarland, assistant coaches. Let's see here. Let's go down the roster here, Coach. Gwendolyn Bennett, Mallory Brines, Madeline Doggett, Amira Downing, Miley Ellis, Reese McFarland? Reese McFarland. Rain Pitlick, Kendall Rogers, Allison Schmitz, Maya Smith. Pretty good players there, Coach. I believe they had only one. Did they have only one loss? This one, there was 153 teams in this tournament.
And where was that tournament at, Chad?
I don't know. I've got the 3-page report back at my desk, and okay. I just brought the important stuff.
Oh.
It's a national championship, so they were better than 152 other teams. That's the important thing, and that just shows you the volleyball talent that we have in our area here, as they won it in dominant fashion.
Well, I'll say this, since I've been involved in sports a long time in Vermilion County in this area, baseball and softball and volleyball have really taken another level over the last 10-15 mm-hmm. years, and they've really stepped up. I see now softball, you know, Post 210 has a softball group, and baseball, you know, Post 210 has got two or three different levels of baseball. And, you know, which is going to lead me to something, segue about this is...
Can we take a break before we get to that segue?
We can, Chad.
All right. You keep that in your mind. We'll get back to that. Right. And we'll set it back up when we come back for more of your Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, presented by ServPro Vermilion County.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Daniel Ambucks inspire mobility and independence for children, adults, and veterans in need. I'm Diane Carlton. Help us by becoming a member, volunteering, or making a donation. Ambucks sponsors Amtrikes, Challenger Baseball, summer camps, and more. Visit Danville Ambucks.com. Shoulders together.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers. They've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook, Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone in your community, or just taking a deep, calming breath when you need it. Nice. For mental health resources, check out loveyourmindtoday.org. At loveyourmindtoday.org, you'll find information that may help you get through a tough time. Things like tips for dealing with stress, how to navigate difficulties like financial worries, anger, substance use, and more. You can also find real stories of how people navigated their own mental health challenges. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sports Connection presented by ServPro of Vermilion County on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, and WITYradio.com. Chad, Coach back with you. Coach, forward to the break, you... We're talking about the AAU successes, the Legion baseball successes here.
Well, and I think we've touched on this before in other shows, is that travel teams have exploded over the last 10, 15 years, and that's not a cheap proposal when you take your son or daughter to baseball, softball, volleyball, or basketball, and the travel part. And my concern now, we do have, you know, close with Rantoul, what they've done. Mattoon now has indoor facilities, has 6 or 8 basketball courts. And my issue is, I've preached this to some of the people here in the area, that we need a multiplex, and we need one, and we need to do more, you know, more softball, baseball diamonds. We used to have a plethora of those. But my point is this: that has become close to $1 billion business with youth sports and travel and so forth. And it's now come, you know, 365 days a year. Mm-hmm. And I see some, you know, I see some good, but I also see some bad out of it, is that there are some people, the players, that will usually play, maybe, you know, after volleyball season's over, they'll go play girls basketball. Well, mm-hmm. Now the travel team takes over and they're playing travel volleyball, or maybe they're playing softball and they're not practicing with the high school girls team. And I see it with baseball and boys, not so much with the boys, but you'll see that. So, and this becomes a problem for coaches, it becomes a problem for the schools and so forth, that if you're, when I was at Milford, I'm not saying everybody has to do this, but Steve Tetherell did a good job of saying, okay, in the month of June, boys basketball is going to do this, girls basketball is going to do this. Then in July, volleyball can do this, and football can do this, and baseball can do this. So it's a sharing of athletes, especially at the small school level. And, mm-hmm. and those are all issues that come up. Going back to Vermilion County and Danville, which really upsets me more than anything, is that we could have jumped on all this, and we could have had a multiplex here, and the revenue part would have came to Danville, because people are going to, mm-hmm. you know, you got to have umpires. I know Zach Patterson umpires almost every day over at Rantoul. Mm-hmm. And you're going to fill up your restaurants, you're going to do this. So, I mean, I'm not here to pat myself on the back, but that was one of the reasons that I helped bring the national tournament to Danville 30-some years ago. That was not anybody else's deal, because I'd been around the business long enough to know mm-hmm. back then that was the wave of the future. And yeah. I just, it amazes me that we in Danville and Vermilion County, who does love sports and we've had good sports, that we have not capitalized on that. The, mm-hmm. Well, the surrounding areas have done that. If you go to across the border, and now it's, you know, you go to Westfield over in Indiana, they were a 1A school. I can remember recruiting kids from there. Now they're a 4A school, because every time I go over there, there's more complexes and condos and so forth. Mm-hmm. And they have a plethora of baseball, softball, soccer fields, and so forth. I don't want to dismiss about soccer. And they got 3 indoor football, soccer things when I've been over there. And they had basketball with, I don't know, 7 or 8 basketball courts. I think even the Indiana Pacers. I just, you know, we have an antiquated arena. I mean, mm-hmm. we spent money on the ice, which it was totally, as I look back at it, is. And I take some of the blame for that, is that I was on the chairman of the board, is that, you know, we could have easily maybe made that into a multiplex to bring that stuff in. I know at Hoffman Estates, I was at Hoffman Estates with the IBCA, and they got rid of the ice. Yeah. I know that's probably controversial, but I just see us shoot ourselves in the foot. I hate to use shoot, but we step ourselves in the foot and don't do to help the whole community. It saddens me, because I go to so many other places. I just come back from Vegas. I was up in northern part of Nevada, up in a little small town up in Alamo, Nevada. I did a camp. I was in Charleston, South Carolina. The same thing, multiplexes. You know, it just, I love Danville, I love Danville Area Community College, but I see us not look out of the box.
Yeah.
And that's what bothers me.
Sure. And I mean, that's just one of many, many topics, I think, that, you know, people would debate on here, that it feels like it goes unfulfilled.
Well, it does. And it is. Being
unfulfilled potential. We think about that so much with athletes, but we don't think about that with programs that could help a community out.
Right, and somebody has had enough foresight. Mm-hmm. Now we have, you know, with the, like I mentioned about Post 210, great for the Legion to step up and do that. Mm-hmm. And Carl Gruber Park, it was when I was playing many years ago playing Pony League baseball, that was just, it was just okay. Yeah. Now it's, you know, it's a very good facility. They've upgraded that. I noticed they upgraded Producers Park. I mean, those are the kind of things we need to do to enhance not only our young people, but also enhance those people to bring tourism into Danville. I mean, yeah. It's all around. So I still say this. We sit in one of the greatest locations you can sit in.
Mm-hmm.
You're an hour and a half from Indianapolis, an hour from Terre Haute, and an hour from Lafayette,
mm-hmm.
two from Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, out of the region, out of the northern part of Indiana, you're two and a half. Mm-hmm. So it just boggles my mind. We haven't seen that.
Absolutely. Got less than 30 seconds here, Coach. You're tying up here. You're going to be gone, or you're going to be here next week.
I'll hear next week.
We'll have a half-hour show.
Right.
We'll have half-hour
show next week.
Yep,
okay.
Half-hour shows through July and the early part of August due to lack of what we have available sports-wise, but then also, too, because we're in the middle of our fair season. I'm going to be stretched then, but we'll do that to accommodate that. And then, of course, coming up here shortly, you're going to be...
I'm off. I've got a camp with a military group, Tom Monahan, who does out at the, at the park.
Okay.
Kennecuck and that group. He does a great job. But I've tied in with some stuff camp. I'll be out in Omaha and St. Louis.
Sounds good. So we will see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Have a good weekend, folks.
All right.
WITY Denver.